Almost 40 years of Bernie Smilovitz.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, 38 years of Bernie Smilovitz, anyhow. And Bernie signed off the air last night on WDIV. That was his swan song performance. And it was very, very sweet for those of you who had a chance to see it. And Bernie joins us on the program right now.
Bernie! Yeah.
Bernie!
Feel the burn.
All right.
I just opened the fridge. The Tigers are in Minnesota tonight.
What was it like waking up today after that?
It was, it's so interesting you asked that. Sunday night, getting ready for yesterday, I go, well, I'm never going to sleep. It's quarter to 12. I'm never going to sleep. I fall asleep. Next thing I know, it's 8:30. I slept 8.5 hours. So I'm thinking to myself, hell, I'm ready to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody's dragging my ass in there. But anyway, by the way, I start using a lot of bad language.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So
officially off the air.
Exactly right. Right.
But just a note, we are still on the air. So yes. Just be mindful of
Mitch
that.
Mitch would like to keep his job.
Not for long. But anyway, if you have me as a guest. But anyway, and then last night, well, first of all, I got blown up yesterday because at 2 o'clock I'm overwriting and I'm working and I look to my left and I go, God, that kid looks just like Zach, my son. And then I look back over and I go, that looks like Jake. Wait a minute. Zach and Jake are here. How the hell did that happen? Well, they flew in to surprise me. Oh. And Zach called me in the afternoon to ask me how the day was going and, you know, kind of set me up and just they had me like teed up. So that blew me away. I started crying, and it just was great. So today when I woke up, they stayed here at the house till we were up till 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, just chatting and talking. And they had a 7 a.m. plane to catch.
Oh, man.
So they did that, and I slept till about 7:30. So I didn't sleep much last night, but the night before I had plenty. But waking up today, it was interesting because I didn't have to worry about what was on ESPN. I didn't have to worry about what was in the paper. I didn't have to worry about this. I didn't have to worry about that. I didn't have to worry, are we going to get a crew for this? I didn't have to worry. All I had to worry about was getting to the golf course at 10:30 and playing golf with some friends. That was all I had to worry about today.
And so how did that feel?
It felt good. Now I'm just trying to figure out what am I going to fill my evening with? Because yeah. Well, 2 to 12, that's my time. Right. You know?
Have you been surprised at all, or is anything memorable that you're going to hang on to of the reception for your career once people became aware that you were saying goodbye?
Well, there are a couple things. One, I'm just going to say it here. Your column on Sunday was just the nicest thing ever said about me.
So
that was phenomenal. I've gotten an extraordinary amount of emails and texts and everything else from friends and viewers and everything like that. I've been actually blown away by it. I figured I had some impact, but I didn't really think I had this much. I really didn't. I kind of thought that people are just being nice, and then it just kept coming in droves and stuff. So it's, you know, I don't have to tell any of you guys, this city is unlike any other city. They have compassion. People care. People know, you know, how you are, want to know how you are. If you're not well, if you've had tragedies in your life, people want to be involved with you, especially because I come into everybody's house every night for the last 38 years into the most intimate places in the bedroom, living room, things like that. So I understand where people think you're a member of their family, and it's been mind blowing for me. Yeah. Just really rewarding.
You told me when we were talking for that column that you mentioned, I asked you, when was the first time that you really felt embraced, you know, by a large scale in Detroit? And you said it was at a Tigers game.
Yes. In the second year I was here, they did a thing called First Pitch for Catch, where they took the baseball and brought it down from northern Michigan and traveled it all the way down, and it was sort of like the Olympic flame, but they were using the baseball for opening day. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Why didn't you light the baseball on fire? And no, we didn't do that. You know, we don't want to steal from the Olympians. But anyway, they came up with this idea, and they asked me to carry it out to the mound and have somebody throw it out. So I walked out because I was doing Tigers pregame at the time, and I walked out and the stadium began chanting my name, and I was like freaking. I was like, wait, how many Bernies are in this place?
And that was only your second year. Right. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I also want to point out that, you know, just so that people, because sometimes people always think that if you're in the public or you got a broadcasting job or whatever, then everything rolls easy for you and it's just simple. And that's where envy comes from. And people, oh, those guys have it so easy. When you first got here, you were not treated particularly nicely, not by people like Joe LaPointe, who didn't like anybody, and or Bob Talbert, or a lot of the voices that at the time were in charge of a sort of forming opinion of you. I mean, that some of them told you to get out of town, right?
Correct, yeah. Joe LaPointe wrote a column and said, get Smilovitz out of town. Worst thing ever happened to us. Something of that nature in that way. And the one thing I did learn was I went to a Michigan football press conference with Bo Schembechler. And at the end of it, it's a packed room. And he looks out and he goes, Smilovitz, can you come back here? I want to talk to you. Never met him before in my life. Nothing. Went back with him. And he, I'm going to be careful how I word this because I want you to stay on the air.
Right, yes. But he want to come back tomorrow.
Correct. He says, he takes me in the back and he goes, listen, I've been reading the BS they've been writing about you, okay? They're full of BS. Millie and I love you. Don't you listen to those F-bombs. Don't you ever listen to those SOBs. Blah, 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 blah. And I think to myself, Bo Schembechler likes what I do? Are you kidding me? And there you have it. So
I had that sensation many times in my life.
Oh, man. So anyway, that kind of set me on the right path. And then I made one other really big move, and that was when we were doing Tiger pregame shows. I said, well, these guys just are ripping me a new you-know-what. So I called Bob. I had the producer of it call Bob Talbert and invite him on the show.
Oh, boy.
And Bob Talbert came on, and he had some stuff to say about the Tigers, and he was talking and everything. And when he finished, he goes, my God, I've been so wrong about you. And in the morning, there was a new column that he had done a 180 and had now bought into Bernie Smilovitz, which I felt
You've just figured out the key to many print journalists.
Correct.
Give them 5 minutes on television and suddenly they'll be saying all kinds of nice things about you. Because deep down, that's what they want to be doing.
Wow. It was funny. It was like less than 24 hours. He slept on me.
Had you known that, you would have asked Joe LaPointe to be on the show.
Nah, don't go that far.
Well, a lot of people are going to miss you, miss your approach to sports.
Yep.
Channel 4 is certainly changing. A lot of people are leaving. And from what I understand, it was about 32 people in this buyout. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to speak bluntly, and Bernie has nothing to do with this, but I'm going to say that I don't believe that, you know, this was all just altruistic on Channel 4's part. I think that this is probably, like many, many places, about money and about saving money. And that's a shame that money has to infiltrate good broadcasting. But be that as it may, we all work for businesses, and businesses are businesses. So, it just gives you the opportunity to start becoming more of a regular on our program where we pay nothing.
That's right.
Because money is not an issue. Ask any of the guys on this show. Right. Yeah. Money is literally not an issue on this show.
And every year he doubles our salary.
Yeah.
So is Bernie going to the gram? You going to the gram, Bernie? Are we going to have to look at you on Instagram and Facebook and X?
No.
No?
Kenny, is that you? And did you bump your head? What are you talking about? I'm retired. I don't even know what the hell those words mean. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't think social media is where you're going to find Bernie. But we would love to have you be a regular part of our program. Oh, so whenever the spirit moves you to come and join us in the studio.
Book me up, man. Anything you want, I'm in. You guys are the greatest. I love your show. I love listening. I loved being on from the Eat Detroit thing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So let's make it happen.
All right. Great. Congratulations, Bernie, on surviving.
Yes.
Thank you.
As our friend Tony Kornheiser said, if you stick around this business, you're all going down in flames. And so the trick is to get out before you go down in flames. Yeah. And you manage to get out before you go down in flames. So, and we'll see you next week when you come in and join us in the studio.
Some stick.